This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the fact that the coffee rust problem is worse for the border and coffee drinkers than reported. Sometimes you know it's bad, but you still haven't wrapped your mind around the full ripple effects of how bad it might be. Focusing on the immigration crisis for children and families at the Mexico-U.S. border, I've concentrated on the problems we knew were coming from communities organized by Acorn International, especially in San Pedro Sula and Tegucigalpa, which have been among the leading areas that children are fleeing. Acorn Honduras members and mothers demonstrated in both cities recently, both at the American Embassy in Tegucigalpa and at the First Lady's office in San Pedro Sula, demanding more security from gangs and violence to protect their children. There's no question that narco war and gang violence in Central America is driving an exodus. Another factor, less reported, but arguably significant in not just the cities, but in the rural areas, is the economic devastation that's coming from coffee-growing farmers and their cooperatives who grow some of the finest Arabic coffee beans in the world. Preparing to interview someone recently who returned from that region, a statistic in the Wall Street Journal woke me up to the severity of the crisis when they estimated the economic damage in the region this year as likely $500 million in lost sales and 350,000 jobs lost in the countryside. Stanley Keene is a fellow who hasn't shaken the natural Texas twang from being raised in Rio Grande City, a poor community along the border where I've stopped more than once, and when you ask him where he works, there's an alphabet soup that spills out. The simplest part of it is that he's a regional director for Latin America and the Caribbean. The longer spiel is that he represents the National Cooperative Business Association and the Cooperative League USA, and is also tied into something called VEGA, the Volunteers for Economic Growth Alliance. Whew. Trust me, though, after interviewing him during Wage World on KBFFM, if you can make it through the alphabet there, the message is vital. Stanley says that the devastation to the coffee crop is huge. Honduras may be the lightest hit with 25% losses, but Costa Rica, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua are all either moving towards 50% losses or already up to 60%. Losing this much of this cash crop will decimate some communities. The cause? Stanley says it's climate change more than anything else. Coffee plants have gotten weaker with rising temperatures, less shade, abandoned plots without proper pruning, hotter summers and cooler winters, all of which are combined into something unstoppable. The Roya fungus originated in Ethiopia some years ago, but it's accelerated now. The fix isn't simple. There are organic pesticides and better pruning methods that can save some trees and will make a difference in the future. But where they have to be cut down and replanted, it will mean 5 or 6 years until good beans can be replaced. Coffee drinkers will get their fix by paying some higher prices for the good stuff or drinking Robusta from Brazil on the cheap. But many of the farmers and their cooperatives will be decimated in the meantime. We're going to have to talk to Stanley more. He's relocating to Salvador this coming January to go hands-on 100%. He needs help from farmers or anyone who wants to put their back to the job. We're going to see more families from Central America forced to become economic refugees. This will be a bitter brew for years in the region. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.